46.
Proclaim April 2016 a Fair Housing Month in Portland.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. I think, as my colleagues all know, April is Fair Housing Month, and the City of Portland is recognizing the federal and local fair housing laws to reaffirm our commitment to make housing available to everyone. Portland's theme for this year is Fair Housing Opens Doors, and the national theme is A Shared Opportunity in Every Community. Housing is a critical component of our lives, to our lives. It opens doors to health, prosperity, and community. But the doors are not open for everyone. The housing crisis is more than evident. It affects every person, every institution, and it rips apart the basis of community when relationships are broken by displacement. While this council has put in place measures to catch people in crisis, by increasing the time of notice for rent increases and no-cause evictions, this coming year we will need to maintain a proactive approach. This council will continue to need to address the long-term solutions that prevent homelessness, increase housing options available to individuals, and in turn open doors of opportunity to our most economically vulnerable community members. This year, we will work on policies that create shared opportunity in every community. It may mean more affordable housing in a public transportation-rich area or more public transportation in an infrastructure-poor area. The approach is to share the benefits and burdens and employ partnerships and actions across all of our bureaus. Here to talk more about Fair Housing Month, we have Betty Dominguez, who is Home Forward's Director of Policy and Equity, and she will speak to us. And then we also have Alan Lazo, who is the new director of the Fair Housing Council of Oregon, and he will introduce our very talented Portland students that are here today to be honored for their fair housing artwork. So we'll start with
thank
you,
Betty. Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman, and good morning, Mayor and Council. So as you mentioned, I'm the Director of Policy and Equity at Home Forward. I'm also a member of the Portland Housing Advisory Committee, as well as a member of the Fair Housing Advocacy Committee. Fair Housing Opens Doors is Oregon's fair housing theme for the month. Through our poster contest, winners we see what opening doors means to the youth of Portland. I really messed that up. The various organizations I represent understand how policies such as redlining have historically and currently led to the fundamentally unfair landscape of racial segregation, displacement, and the creation of barriers to opportunity. To undo the legacy of unfair housing practices, we need policies that are inclusive and serve to open the doors that we know are closed to opportunity. In addition to some of the suggestions you made, Commissioner Saltzman, around policies and programs, there are other policies that we might suggest or consider. Those would be encouraging the city to work with landlords around educating them about their obligations to accept applications for consideration from renters with the Section 8 voucher, and then test and enforce the law when broken. House Bill 2639, which went into effect in July of 14, has opened doors by making discrimination based on source of income or housing assistance, commonly known as Section 8, illegal. However, despite that action, even Section 8 voucher holders are finding it difficult to maintain and find housing in today's environment of rapidly rising rents. I think I need more coffee. Maybe it's my allergies. So this is Fair Housing Month, and throughout the month, we've been conducting a survey of hundreds of renters. Preliminary results show that 11% of those hundreds of renters surveyed reported having to move recently against their wishes. Of that group, the most common reason for those who were forced to move was that their rental housing was either sold by the owner, 21% reported that. The second most common was eviction with no cause, 20% reported that. And 17% of those respondents said that they had to move because of a rent increase. The final results of the Fair Housing poll will be available later this fall, and we'll be happy to share that with you. So again, additional policies that might be helpful in addressing some of these housing crisis issues that we're experiencing right now, in addition to educating landlords, would be to implement inclusionary zoning, which I know the city is working on, to consider rent control and other incentive programs to include more affordable housing and high opportunities. You could consider instituting a landlord licensing program in order to consistently train all landlords in tenant-landlord rights and responsibilities. The city could also consider creating a mandatory rental inspection program to be sure our families do not delay in asking for needed repairs that often improve health consequences for their families and their children. They neglect to do this because they're afraid of eviction or rent increases. So at the time, I'll stop here, and at the time, it's my great pleasure to introduce Alan Leto, the new executive director of the Fair Housing Council of Oregon. Alan has zoned Lazo's Tax Service, a local small business, since 2002. He's participated on a variety of commissions and committees in Portland and Gresham, including Portland's Human Rights Commission for the past 5 years. And one of those years, he was the commission chairman. During his tenure on that commission, he has been a vocal supporter on issues around fair housing. Alan, please take it away.
Good morning.
Good morning, all. Thank you, Betty, and good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. It's fantastic to be back here again this morning. And it's an honor and a real pleasure this morning to represent the Fair Housing Council of Oregon and introduce these talented artists that we have with us here this morning. I know we all take great pride in welcoming these up-and-coming members of our community who have conveyed through their art an understanding of how important it is to open doors to opportunity through the work that's being done in fair housing among those in the community and those here in partnership. I, as well as the talented staff, volunteers, and board at the Fair Housing Council of Oregon, look forward to continuing our partnership with you at the city in working to end discrimination in housing and ensure that all members of our community have open doors and equal access to all that our fine city of Portland offers. But this morning is about these inspiring poster artists. Our annual Fair Housing Poster Contest raises awareness among area students and their families about fair housing and provides a visual reminder of the theme of fair housing opens doors throughout the entire year. Copies of these posters depicting the work of this morning's grand prize artist are distributed as part of our education and outreach work throughout the state of Oregon. We distribute them in government offices, in social service agencies, out at libraries, in housing complexes, and in other venues where we provide education and outreach about fair housing, such as on our bus tours of historic discrimination and displacement here in Portland, which I know that some of you will be joining us for on Friday morning. So without further ado, but before I introduce these young artists, I want to say, as you know, I've been here several times to talk, and one of the first times I came here was probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, and I mentioned that it was the very first time that I'd ever been here to City Council, and I've lived here for many, many, many years. And now we've got folks here who are maybe 40, 45 years younger than I, and I hope that this is an introduction to this process and civic participation for them, and that they'll come here many, many more times too. So just another fantastic outcome from the work that's being done.
And I was just sad, we have many, many talented students in the city, and it was very, very difficult to narrow down choices. So I just want to recognize that there was participation, very wide participation by kids in the community.
So without further ado, let me introduce this morning's Fair Housing Poster Contest Award recipients, and they're right here. So I'll have them come up as I read their names and a little information about them if they could. So for grades 1 through 3, our first prize award recipient is Rachel Clay from Chief Justice and Ockley Green. Rachel, come on up, Rachel.
Come on up.
Come up, Rachel.
Come sit up there with
us. Hi, sit right here.
Good morning.
Morning.
So, Rachel, we heard that you love reading, and you have an older brother named William and loves animals. Oh, don't we all? And when she grows up, she wants to be a veterinarian. So congratulations, Rachel. Our next award recipient for grades 4 through 5 is Faith Culpepper. Faith, come on up.
Come on up.
From Innovative Housing and Futures School. Oh, you can stay.
We'll bring another chair.
Yeah, we've got plenty of chairs here.
I think Rachel's fine.
All right, Faith is very interested
in... Bring them all back up when you're done.
Yeah. Faith is very interested in drawing, and her favorite subject in school is science. Oh, that's a great combination. She has one brother and one sister. Oh, I'm going to move over a little bit, because she also regularly practices Taekwondo.
Uh-oh.
Congratulations, Faith. So our next recipient is for grades 6 through 8. It's Lydia Hall from Irvington Elementary. Lydia?
Come on up. Oh, good
fantastic.
Morning.
Fantastic, thanks. So Lydia does tumbling at Irvington and likes dancing and gymnastics. She also likes reading and writing and takes many trips to the area libraries. She loves drawing and fashion design, and she recently received a sewing machine and uses it to sew her own clothing designs. And finally, our grand prize award recipient is Alexandria Nagy from Catlin Gable. Come on up, Alexandria. So Alexandria is a level 8 competitive rhythmic gymnast and trains about 16 to 18 hours a week. She's been involved in that sport since she was 7. She's also passionate about running, reading, and creative writing. She has an older sister and a younger brother, and most importantly, a new 4-month-old Weimaraner puppy. So congratulations on all those things. So thank you all for the work that you did on the posters, and we've got a couple versions of the poster here hanging up, and I think we're going to also take some photos. So congratulations to all of
you. Let's hear it for our artists.
So yeah, why don't we have everybody come up and we'll hold some of the posters and get a picture.
So commissioners, what we would like you to do is to come down and sign the posters. For the youth.
Cool.
We also have the first prize winners here for you to sign. And then they have already signed a poster for you
that we'll be
giving you.
Great.
And then after we do that, we'll gather everybody for a poster. If somebody could help me kind of hold these down, and I'm going to look with a pen.
Oh, okay. Let's use a pen.
No. No, you don't have to sign all 6 of those. Just one. Just one of each.
Here.
No, you don't have to do the bottom one, just the top one.
Oh. Yeah. Wow. This is terrific. And then the grand prize winner is behind there. Thank you.
ladies, why don't you come join us and we'll take a picture.
Wow. You in the middle here? You guys get in the middle? You're the stars? There we go. Steve-o. Wow.
Excellent work, and thanks for supporting a really important issue in our community. Thank you very much. So we have another celebration this morning.